I am joined by Joey Durso to talk about More Than a Shirt, how football shirts explain global politics, money and power. This is a labour of love that becomes a labour of something else. You love football shirts. You love everything behind them. It comes to doing all the right. And before we get into the global politics, the money and the power, you love the shirts.
I love the shirts. I love football. I love travelling. Yeah, it's a combination of all those things. I've sort of been around the world reporting this book. I've been to Colombia, Texas, Qatar, South Africa. And I suppose one thing that really stood out to me is everywhere you go in the world now, you see football shirts, you see Liverpool shirts, you see, you know, Barcelona, Real Madrid shirts, Premier League teams. And I think more, it's getting bigger every day, like this kind of cultural language of football shirts. And that's the story I've tried to tell in this book.
When you say about cultural language, what you're putting over within the book is that there's, let's be really clear in quite a semiotic way. Let's really reduce this. One, what's the colour? Two, what's the logo of the manufacturer? What does that mean? If it may have meaning, it may not have meaning. Three, what's the manager of the club? Four, what's the one sponsor, two sponsors? What are all of these meanings and what do they all mean when they're added together? That's what, when you're saying that's what football shirts are, that's what you're putting over in this book.
Yeah, I mean, usually the sponsor more than all the other things. So we can talk about Liverpool. I mean, an unusually small, five sponsors in, you name them in the years?
Yeah, Hitachi, Crown Paints, Candy, Carlsberg and Standard
Chartered. Very good, yeah. But unusually, I think Carlsberg was that from early 90s?
92 all the way through until about 2012. Yeah, it was 20 years, I think, yeah. Through the sponsors.
So that's really unusual, the sort of really long deals like that. But those shirts tell you a lot about the world. So Hitachi is a Japanese electronics brand. And so many football clubs have been sponsored by Japanese electronics brands. So you had Brother and Man City, you had Sharp and Man United, you had NEC and Everton. And that was like this Japanese economic boom in the 80s that used football as English football as a device to sell. Now, what did Hitachi make? TVs and all this stuff. Sell it into English households. And then Crown Paints is in Lancashire. It's like a very local brand. Candy, Italian, make fridges and stuff.
Yeah.
And then now, of course, Liverpool, this huge international brand, Carlsberg, and then Standard Chartered.